Welcome to the Ranking Revolution podcast, your go-to source for strategies and ideas for SEO, organic growth, and online business. In this episode, we're continuing our conversation with Victor Karpenko. He talks about how he built his agency from scratch up to about 150 people. We talk about the challenges, the mistakes that he made, and a few other things like that. So if you missed the first part, we actually talk about gaming and casino SEO, which is interesting. I don't know much about it. I've never done anything like that. So it was cool to learn a little bit more. We'll hop into the conversation today. And be sure to check out the links to head over to Victor's stuff. He has the agency, of course, and some other cool things going on. So let's get to the episode now. All right, we're sitting down with Victor Karpenko again. He's the founder over at SEOProfi.com. And that's a marketing agency with a focus on SEO and data-driven SEO. I talked to Victor not too long ago about his casino affiliate, really side of the business, but he also has this 150-person agency. 150 people is huge, and he grew it from scratch, from what I understand. We're going to get into the details about the origin of the agency. We're going to talk about the challenges for growing and some tips and tricks for potentially doing the same thing. Although I know from hiring a handful of people in the past, 150 people is a lot of people to work with. So anyway, Victor, how's it going today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. And we had an awesome time chatting before when we were talking casino affiliate marketing, which was something I really was not exposed to in the past. So super enlightening. For the people that don't know you, can you just give like a few words about how you got started with SEO, just so they have like an idea how long you've been doing this?
Yeah. So I'm doing SEO like 16 plus years. It's nothing to be proud of, you know. Yeah, but I really like SEO and I'm like trying to create projects and be less in routine, but more in a product and, you know, just create and grow it. So yeah, 16 years in SEO. That's my experience.
Awesome. And how did you get started running an agency?
Yeah. So like the original story, I ran my own website that was selling domains. I was trying to figure out where people teach SEO. So I found a local agency that hired me as SEO specialist at where I learned some experience. And I think this was the only one job I worked like as SEO in the company as a hired employee. Yeah. And then I started my own agency. Then I ranked agency websites, started to get leads, and then I onboarded. Then I started to provide development services, and that's where everything went wrong. And eventually I sold my agency, my first agency. And in 2012, I started SEO Profi as a company. You know, but before I started the blog, and this blog got a lot of leads. That was the starting point for the SEO Profi agency. Yep.
And you were just blogging about your own experience just to sort of like share your knowledge.
Yeah. I was like, you know, that book, it was like about the blogging where like they talk about how Microsoft went, like they started to show all the press process inside of the company. And before, people were thinking Microsoft is like Matrix, you know, everyone in the suits, like it's evil. But after they started this blog, they actually like showed that, no, it's actually like real people, normal people that working in this corporation, that everything is good. And it also cool story in this book where the guy who was selling the ties, he was renting pretty expensive place like for his shop in London, and the prices went up and he like closed the like his office, but he started to blog about how to tie a tie, make a jacket, like, you know, business jackets and whatever. And because of the blog, he just grew to a pretty good like traffic and started to sell suits everywhere he goes in the world. So yeah, this was like starting a point just to write about like my experience in SEO and like life. You can go SEOprofi.net in web archive and you can find this blog there. Like, okay. You know.
Interesting. So many leads were coming in that, Victor, you couldn't help yourself but form another agency. Is that kind of what happened?
Yeah. I was selling leads in the beginning, but then I realized I can handle myself and do it better, you know? So, yeah.
All right. So when you made that decision, what was your game plan? Were you thinking, hey, I'm going to hire a team? Were you doing some stuff yourself? How did that look in the early, say, first 6 months?
I didn't have a game plan. I was just like selling to a client, accounting client, and I had a team of, I guess, 5 people in a small office in Kiev. And I was managing this team. And at night, I was just checking what they did. During the day, I was talking with the clients, accounting, and trying to sell. So it was like hell. You know, one day I remember when I decided to hire first account manager in the company and first sales manager, because I came to the meeting with the client and I dressed my, you know, shirt. How do you say, like back, like, so it was
backwards, inside out.
Inside out, yeah. And I didn't even realize, you know, like, so it was pretty tough. But then step by step, I think first year we hired first sales manager, first account manager. So I passed like some responsibilities to them, just to account. I didn't have like clear KPIs and whatever with them, but they still could talk to them and they knew SEO as well. So it was easier, you know?
Okay. And then in your story, in your origin story, you're a superhero in this, by the way. So in your origin story, you didn't have a corporate job, right? You just kind of started up selling domains, and maybe you were at a SEO, or you worked as an SEO for a little while. Go ahead.
When I was when I worked as SEO, they were paying like $600, I guess, per month. But when I started agency, I went to like 10K, I guess, third month. So like 10K, and then it went like more and more and more. Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't that hard, because like it was easy to sell, because back then I could actually guarantee the rankings. It was before the Google Penguin. It's like, take this direct anchors. That many direct anchors with that many links, optimize like basic stuff on the page and just rank, you know? So,
okay. So, and I'm thinking about like you growing the team, and you described it. You were like, I hired a couple folks and you were really overworked. You were selling, you were checking over the work, you were being a manager, you were probably cleaning the bathrooms, like you were doing everything, right? So, did you have any mentors? Did you have any experience as a manager before this?
No, I didn't. But I had competitors and they grew like way faster than me. And we like were like usually like sometimes going to lunch and some people say, I onboarded 200 new clients this month and went like plus this many people. The actual normal SEO profit starts from probably 2018, where we put processes in a place. So it took us like 6 years just bouncing around, trying. We actually grew to 40, like I guess to 60 people till 2018. Like it was full time in office. So yeah. So I was trying to manage it. You know, it's like you're going to work, you have like 5 sales managers, 5 accounting managers, SEOs, link building team, like, and like, you just need to deliver. That's all. Like, you know, so it was basically a full time, like spending, running an agency. Yeah.
Okay. And just to make sure I got the years right. So 2012 is around the time you started it. 6 yep. years of floundering around, and then in 2018 you felt a little bit more like grounded. It was gradual, right?
Yeah, it actually wasn't like this. So in 2018, one my partner, they joined the company. Like, so they bought out like some percentage of company, and they know how to do financial stuff, how to do like legal stuff, how to manage. And basically from that point, we learned a lot. We just transformed from like, you know, one guy agency who just push everyone around. So like, you know, doing an accounting as well. But we had accounting people in the company because like it was more than 150K.
So if I have this right, you started the agency around 2012 or so, and there were about 6 years of sort of up and down. You were at the helm. So what happened in 2018 that sort of like made a big difference?
So we got a partner in our company, like that they are more on product side. They like they company more like product affiliate company. So, and they do understand processes like, you know, financial, legal, management, like how to structure everything, how to make everything work. You know, it's not chaos. It's actually responsible people, team leads and whatever. So, and we started from finance. We hired a finance person, then second finance person that was like managing everything properly. Then we structured teams. Like we reevaluate KPIs. We like cut some people that were like not good, like at the time, you know, and step by step, we started to grow and be more like we even plan, you know, we have like strategic session. We plan next year, like we budget every quarter, you know, like, so, and we have people responsible for like, this is, for me, it was not eye-opening. I always wanted like to control stuff, you know, like to, like, it's only me that only understands this. No one else can like do it better. But eventually we started to hire people better, you know, in a specific, like we have like right now really good COO. We have like that runs like all the departments. We have team, SEO team lead, deputy SEO team lead. They have different responsibilities. You see, we have head of content department, head of link building department, deputy link building department. So, and they have their own KPIs. They have their own responsibilities. That's why, like, when you have a plan, you have, now I look at the company as a business, it's leads, conversion, and lifetime value. That's all. So if the LTV is good, it means our product is good. So we deliver, so clients staying with us, right? If the lead that I drive is quality, they convert, and the conversion rate, it's like a head of sales department, right? So they have like their KPIs, how they should work, what they should test, like to onboard clients and like with a higher conversion. So yeah.
Got it. Very interesting. So with the partner who bought in, it sounds like you basically were able to take some money off the table. You gave up some equity.
No, we didn't. Like, we put everything back to grow. It was the point. Yeah.
Okay. Well, but I mean, like, when your partner joined, he or she bought into the company.
Right. Like, yeah, like not the main part, but some part. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. Interesting. So in the 6 years before that, it was profitable. You were doing pretty well, but it seems like you were working a lot and probably like stretched pretty thin. Is that accurate?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And the big thing, did the person have experience in the corporate world, or they had experience as an operations person?
They have like more like, yeah, it's experienced in corporate and the big companies, and they like were running pretty big product company before they started their own company. Yeah.
How did you meet them?
It's actually a funny story. I was helping to one essay writing company. It's like essay writing services. It's like pretty huge niche before AI hit last year, but it's still pretty big. And I was helping them for some time, you know, to promote the websites. And after we quit, I decided it can be a cool strategy. Like you find a job opening, like for example, someone is hiring like SEO specialist. So I went to interview, I passed the interview and I say, okay, when you can start, I say, I'm sorry, I have an agency, but I can take projects. Yeah, that's how it all started. So, and we ranked first website for them pretty good. That's how it all got testimonial and just, you know, they're overall really good process oriented guys without bullshit who just like do their thing and they succeed. Yeah. So
interesting. Very cool. And I'm just thinking of people out there. There's a lot of folks in the audience who maybe they have the corporate experience or they have operations experience. And there's a lot of talented people in the SEO world or in the content world or whatever, but they don't have the operations. And I hated my corporate job when I had it, but I learned a lot of stuff about hiring and processes and systems and not recreating the wheel and just continuous improvement on projects versus like you show up on a new project and everyone's like, what the fuck do we do? Like, I don't like they're starting from scratch every time instead of starting from like halfway done where you just plug in the inputs and then you're good to go. So very interesting. Well, let's talk about some of those early years and rewind, because I think a lot of people potentially are in that stage and they're thinking, hey, I want to scale up. Talk about the trajectory of hiring people. So in the beginning, it was just you and maybe a couple people. So how did it grow over time?
I think till we had our first HR when we had 40 people on board already. So I don't know how we were hiring through recommendations. Actually, before 40 people, we had an HR that was as a consultant help us to get to interviews. But back then it was bad, you know, because we did. Now we have like values. Company values. We do assessment according to our values, right? So it's already means a lot because we know we are looking like, it doesn't matter a person like super smart. If it's not according to our values, it's not going to work out, you know, like at some period, you know, like, so, but we want to like, we also have LTV for our employees. So I just don't want them to work like, I don't know, 1 year and go to our competitor that pays twice more than us. And, you know, like, so back then it was like, I guess a consultant HR and our office manager was helping with that. But after 40 people, we started to, we had an HR in house. Yeah.
Okay. And how long did it take before you got to 40 people?
I think in 16, we already had 40 people for sure. Yeah. Okay. I think more. Yeah. 16, yeah, 70, yeah, 40 people we had for sure till 2016, yeah.
All right, and there's 150 people now on the team?
Yeah, plus.
All right, wow, that's a lot of folks. And how many sort of like executives or senior manager type folks do you have?
I don't know like how many total, maybe like, yeah, like 11 to 12 team leads, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so like on exec, it's like C level, maybe 4 right okay. now.
And yeah. Then is it safe to assume that you probably only meet with the C level people most of the time?
No, because like my responsibility right now, because like after the strategic session that was in December, like we like align what are we working on, like what goal and how can I help? So most of the operational work is not on me, like nothing. I like do not communicate. I do quality assurance, right? When you like once in a while, like go in a project, dive deep and just, you know, try to make SEOs do better stuff. But most of the time I work on the software, like search analytics that actually is the product. You know, like, cause, like why we started to build, cause every time you hire someone, they have like different level of expertise. And sometimes, especially in Ukraine now, like some people want like really high salaries, but they don't know anything, you know, like, so, So we have this, like, I took some smart people that I know, like we consult with a lot of people who I think like really good in SEO and still consulting like with many others. And we just put all their knowledge in the tool, you know? So it's not like, for example, if you know the processes, it's like LMS, like learning management system, where you can learn how to do keyword research, answer the questions, but it's not for sure this person will actually, you know how to do this keyword research. In the tool, we make people do step by step things. So even if you just put junior specialist in the tool, in the end of the day, this specialist can become senior and how he or she execute, you know? So, yeah, so this is my like main thing that I'm doing right now. And probably we'll do some marketing more because we are organizing a first legal SEO conference in Miami. It will be in December this year. Like it's SEO for lawyers, right? So like pretty tough niche, right? And we have not the worstest background, you know, to compete there and like to share some knowledge for other folks that can rank better with their agencies or projects. So yeah. So basically tools and marketing, like that's where.
That's your main focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So continuing to go back to sort of the early days, what are some of the mistakes or things that you would do different when you're looking back, say the first 6 years or so?
So many. It's like, you know, when you imagine like an agency, it's like low margin business where like, imagine it's a plane and you hold two wings with your hands and it's burning. It's like pretty much like how it looks like. Everything can go wrong. You know, like we had so much like different stuff. I don't know. It's ups and downs for sure. It's never like, oh, you grow and like everything is super successful. Sometimes like team can fuck up and you lose the client or like something else happened. But it's like in terms of revenue, it's ups and downs. Like, and now we understand numbers, you know, and what I would do different, I for sure in the beginning, like if I have an opportunity, I would start with the people who already like passed this way and know the system that works. So like how to close, like what most of SEOs don't like to do, like operational stuff, right? Like, but where things get done, like financial, first of all, then like sometimes legal and management. Like if you like structure these things, you just overall, and if you have right people on the places, like good project manager or like head of project manager, right? That like manage the team and talks to the clients and like, you know, and right SEOs, that I would look first for the team members. Like, you know, like I would try to find someone who is better than me or like at least at the same level where we, you know.
Got it.
That,
Okay. So back in those days, because we're talking, you know,
seven, eight
years ago, are SEOs better now? Are people more qualified now than they were back then?
Yeah. Yeah. So I can even tell like on, because we host, it's like Go West, if you translate from Ukrainian to like English, conference. And first time when we launched it in 2013, people were asking like maybe 3-4 years the same questions. How many links do I buy? What criteria I use? Like, how do I like do redirects? How do I move my website? Should I do on a folder on a subdomain? And like all the same stuff. Now people like grew pretty good. Like most of the people became managers. It's a lot of companies that have like 500, 1,000 people. Like it's a lot of product companies that we have. Like it's software, like casinos, brokers, and whatever. So, and SEOs that were back then now like have a little bit better level of understanding and all the process. And so, yeah, I think for me, last conference, I actually saw that no more stupid questions. I mean, they are not stupid. They are normal questions from the normal you just like have this professional deformation, like, right? You just can't, you don't want to deal with this, you know? Like,
right.
With this, like, yeah.
After so many years of answering the same thing, you're like, I want to answer something different. But I mean, it represents a maturity in the industry, I think, where the baseline knowledge is much higher. And when small businesses that didn't know anything about SEO before, and they're asking like some more sophisticated questions, like everyone is just a little bit smarter about it. Okay, so we talked about a few mistakes and the challenges over the years. What's coming up next, say in the next, you know, so 12 or 18 months or so? You mentioned the law conference coming up in Miami. What else is on the schedule for y'all?
I don't know, like achieve our goals and try to write my newsletter, at least start, you know, like in terms of content that I can share. But overall, it's just work. Like I usually have like from 6 to 10 calls per day. So like that's what I do, you know, just talk and make sure my team leads do stuff and execute. Yeah.
All right. So just keeping on moving forward. What is the right person for the conference that you're going to organize for December?
The right person? Like, I'm still looking at people from directories. Like, for example, FindLaw, Justy, or like different directories. I'm still looking at lawyers, like, for example, Michigan Auto Law, like actually from the law firm that can like, or like Morgan and Morgan, like I tried to reach to some guys, but like it's still without like results. But like we have like agency owners, we have affiliate guy who is making money on the affiliate side already. So it's about 8 speakers already that we agreed to. I hope so. It's still because we planned the date on March and it was like really like, I think I was in a rush. It was really spontaneous decision to make. So we just decided to move and it's okay if we move it till December. Yeah. And we are looking for someone from a product, from affiliate or from directory or from agency. If this person has like case study to share or you know, like something real and valuable. Cause like my main goal is just, you know, like if you come to a conference, you want to get something that you can implement and get some ideas and get better out of this, you know, not just wasting time, you know, and only networking. Content is like the main part.
Okay. And those are the people that you would want as speakers, right? That you
right.
Just described.
Right.
And then what about the attendees? Who do you want to be attending?
It's lawyers, mostly people who, it's not lawyers, it's people, marketers who work in a law firms, is also agencies, because you know it's people looking for backlinks everywhere, you know, for a lawyer. It's like, and it's affiliate marketers too, like because affiliate marketers look how to drive more leads for lawyers, you know, like, and lawyers, agency owners, affiliates, and people from the directories, and people who want to start in the law SEO niche just to understand how hard it is or like what's
okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. I mean, it sounds, as people probably know, the legal industry has a lot of money floating around there. So it's a really good industry to be in. The downside is, of course, the lawyers that you have to be around. But I think it's a fair trade-off. So hopefully you're not a lawyer, Victor. I hope I didn't offend you.
No, I'm not.
They're fun people. They like to drink usually, from what I understand. So, all right, Victor, this has been awesome. People should be sure they check out the other interview that we did where we talk about casino SEO and casino affiliate marketing. But where should people find you? We'll link up so they can get to it, but where should they go?
It's a good hint. You just can go to Google. Can you go just right now? Just google.com?
Yeah, let's see.
So type casino SEO agency. Yeah. So it's supposed to be high roller, that agency.
Oh, I see that. Ranks number 3 over here. So,
yeah, depends on the, yeah. And in the logo, you can see by SEO Profi, you know, so Yeah, in terms of casino, like you just can go to SEOprofi.com or in terms of like talking about like some SEO or just connect, it's datadrivenseo.com. Sometimes maybe it will be a newsletter or LinkedIn. Yeah.
All right. That's very all. Good. Yeah, everyone should check out that newsletter. Victor, you got to start writing for that thing on a regular basis. Don't leave us hanging out there. And hopefully we'll catch up soon. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot to Victor. Be sure to check the links in the description so you can connect with him elsewhere. Pretty cool story overall. And hopefully we can get an update from him in the future to see how things are going. If you have a second, if you have a chance to help out the show, I would greatly appreciate it. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you're consuming this. Leave a review on the platforms that you can, maybe like Apple and Spotify. If you're over on the YouTube side, leave a comment, like the video, share it with a friend. If you happen to be at a conference or something like that and you have a favorite episode, tell someone about it. Say, hey, did you check out the Ranking Revolution podcast with, I don't know, Jason Barnard, for example. And then they'll go look it up or you can send it to them. And that helps out the show and I really appreciate it. That's it for today. Have a good one and we'll catch you on the next episode.